The following is a production of Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary. For more information about the seminary, visit us online at gpts.edu.
Sigma on, and you think of the eta and the epsilon as staying on the root ending and being a transitional vowel there.
Discussion of verbal rules.
You tell them what's happened? So I would learn then O, ace, A. And what he's doing, he's separating them by giving you what he considers to be the connecting vowel and then the ending.
Dr.
Knight, yes.
Do you have an extra copy of that?
I didn't think you were.
No, that's okay.
Yes, it's right there.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Right there. Sorry about that. Anybody else need one? Okay. So look, O, ace, A, omen, eti, and then what he's telling you in the footnote here is that the nu drops out and the omicron joins with something and it changes. So practical purposes, you can learn it's usi. Now, these other endings will be occurring in some forms of the me verbs, but I'm not going to emphasize the me verbs a lot, because it's enough for you to learn these. But so you can see these are the connecting vowels, omicron, epsilon, epsilon, omicron, epsilon, omicron. These are the literal endings, and I would change the first one to omega and the second one, epsilon, iota, sigma. Now what you need to know is look down at the footnote. The primary endings are used on the unaugmented tenses. That means they're used on the present in the indicative, the present, the future, and the perfect. Because the perfect is not augmented, it's a reduplication, so you don't call it augmented. And in the subjunctive, it is in all tenses, but of course always lengthened. So if you bear that in mind now, you'd see you can do luo, luso, Leluka. Now, obviously, you've got an alpha coming in there, and so you have to remember that for the perfect. But see, you've virtually got all that down by just learning that one set of endings. Unaugmented tenses, present, future, and perfect. Okay. Now, the primary, middle, and passive are simply omai, esai, etai, omatha, estha, omtai. With these vowels, omicron, epsilon, epsilon, omicron, epsilon, omicron, and you see they're virtually the same vowels as you had before, while the connecting vowels and the endings. Now, one thing you need to notice here is he's telling you what the full ending of the second person singular is. It is esai. But the sigma always drops out. The epsilon and alpha join together to become an eta. And the iota becomes a subscript. So it becomes lu-e. But you want to remember it this way because in the perfect, where you have no connecting vowel, the sigma does not drop out. And it becomes psi. If you don't remember the psi, then you're going to be off kilter there. But if you remember that every case except the perfect, it becomes eta, you have a subscript. Okay. Now look at the secondary ending. So that's all you need to learn besides the me ending, slight alteration there, for the primary, active, and middle and passive. By the way, aorist passive will take active endings. Not any other passive, only the aorist passive. You need to make a little note to yourself on the side there when you're learning the middle and passive endings. Now, so the endings for the secondary active are on, ace, a, with a possibility of something else, which could be a new movable at times. Omen ete on. And notice what happens, that the secondary endings are almost identical in some ways to the primary, with the omission of an iota in the second and third persons, and an addition of a nu, which makes it and the third plural look identical. See that within the secondary. So you've got on, es, a, omen, ete, on. But now notice the beauty of this. The primary and secondary plural endings, except for the third plural, are identical. Omen and omen, ete and ete. And that's going to be true all the way out in all the endings. So, what do you use the secondary endings with? Well, go down and turn to the next page. And look where it says secondary endings are used in the augmented tenses. In indicative, these are the imperfect, aorist, and pluperfect. In the optative, it is all tenses, even though the optative is not augmented. Okay? Then it gives you some other things which you can read through later on. I was only going to help you review this material. So you've got O es a, omen ete usi, on es a, omen ete on, and you can virtually use those for anything. Now, look, these endings will be perfect on the second aorist. They will not be perfect on the first aorist, where the endings will become sa, sas, se, samen, sate, and san. Because the alpha following the sigma becomes the dominant linking vowel. And it replaces all the omicrons and everything but the epsilon in the third sign. Questions? Is this helping? Okay. I hope it will. Now, let's look at the primary middle of the passage. Oma, essa, etta, omatha, essa, onta. Now, notice that the pattern between the primary and secondary is virtually the same. In the first and second plural, the endings are identical. Omatha, omatha, estha, estha. In the first person singular, it's O plus A. M, an additional ending. One is I, oh my, and one is aim, oh main. And then notice that the other two have a similar pattern. It's a helping verb, e, plus psi and tai, so and to. So the primary ending is si and tai. And the secondary end is oso eto. Now what happens is, you know that the sigma drops out and becomes eta for the primary. And for the secondary, the sigma drops out and it becomes u. Omicron upsilon. Because an omicron plus an omicron becomes normally in formation an omicron upsilon. But you won't remember that as so because in the perfect tense, it will reoccur. It won't be contracted. Then notice that the first plural and second plural are the same. And notice that the third plural is different in that you have the repeated I, which is the dominant note of the middle passive primary, except for et, metha, and estha. You've got my, psi, tai, and tai. The only difference between a third singular and a third plural is you've got a new in there and a different connecting vowel. And then notice the similar phenomenon occurs in the middle passive secondary. The endings are so, to, an ento is the dominant note of the endings, so that, as you see, the third plural is virtually the same, one being ontai and the other being onto, and the first plural and second plural are done. And these go with the augmented forms, which are the imperfect, the aorist, and the pluperfect. That has a reduplication and then an augment in front of it. Got that? That's the way the pluperfect is formed. Form the perfect tense and put an epsilon in front of that. So it's in all the augmented forms in the indicative. Obviously, they're not augmented in subjunctive and elsewhere. Subjunctive endings will always be primary endings lengthened. All right, he's trying to give you a synopsis of the verbal rules here. You might want to read through the rest of them, and it might help you at some time. But I particularly wanted you to have these endings. He does tell you about the tense formations, which are probably worth looking at, on point 6 on page 2. Future includes a connecting vowel. That's only because he gave it to you in Omicron and S form. Or you can just say it has O, I, and so on. First aorist, active middle, has sigma alpha all the way through except third singular. Middle uses the passive endings, and he should have put it here, but he didn't. Passive aorist uses the active endings. Again, I'd say you ought to add that somewhere. Then he has liquid aorist and second perfects, which you'll have to get a little bit more of the verb in front of here to go over that. But what he says is true enough. Let's see what else. Perfect, kappa alpha. Notice the perfect goes virtually the same as the aorist, except it has a kappa instead of a sigma. The only thing difference would be so you'd have con in the perfect third plural, where aorist you'd have son. The third plural, see, differs between con and kasi. That's a variation that you have there. Then the aorist passive, notice he's putting it out separately. Theta, eta, or second aorist passive has no theta and simply an eta. And theson occurs in third plural. And notice the endings are all active. I don't know why we wouldn't say that. The endings are all active for the aorist passive.
Are you on page 347, sir?
I am.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we're talking.
Aorist passive.
Mm-hmm. First aorist passive, is that where you are, sir?
Well, it doesn't say first aorist in mine. Up at the top of the page.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Aorist passive.
Right. Uses
active. Face, they, theman, thete, and theson. Because you've got that lengthened eta there, is that characteristic? Aorist passive. But you're using active endings in the aorist passive. I just want to keep repeating it because I think it's worth repeating it so much that you finally just indelibly imprinted on it. Okay, future passive, obviously you take the aorist passive and add a sigma, and you do like you do correctly, except you use the middle or passive endings. And second, future passive, you don't have the theta. Morphemes, that's a little more technical, I'll let you worry about that with him. And then the participle forms, he's laid them all out, and I'm not really reteaching the Greek, I assure you. The only other thing I think I need to call to your attention is to remind you, because it's such an easy thing to remember and so helpful in identifying things, on page 348, first perfect, middle and passive, there is no connecting vowel between the perfect root stem or ending and the ending itself. So you have menos, not ominos, not amenu. It's up here, menos, anu, and so on. When you see that, besides the reduplication in the front, should be an absolute giveaway to you. It's a perfect, not a perfect active, but perfect in the best. All right? And you know the contract vowels and the vowels contract in the present and perfect? Or do they contract with the ending? And virtually in most cases, it means that the endings are virtually unchanged. The only change will be that the accent stays in the end, because it was originally over the contract vowel, because you had a long ending. And when a contract had simply moved over, long ending became circumcised. That's something else. And I don't want to be teaching a lot of Greek. Just reviewing things. Yes.
Your tip about no connecting vowel between the root and the ending, was that with just regard to the
middle and passive? Middle and passive. I believe I'm mistaken about that. It shows I haven't been teaching Greek in a long time. Maybe true of the active as well. I'll take a look. Because notice he has no helping vowel listed before that. But that's not true because you've got first aorist, active first aorist, middle there, helping vowels there. And they're helping vowels in the first aorist passive. So I'm not sure about that. I thought he was given a hint when he didn't have it. Okay, second singular passive. The sigma usually drops out. They give you sign. So, this becomes eta, iota subscript for the first, and omicron epsilon for the second. And then he's got this miscellaneous thing. I won't go into all that. Any questions? All right, who's ready to step up for that? You can use your Kubo pages, and if you made any notes, I won't fuss at you about that. Too bad, anyway. So, who's ready? Okay. Might as well get it out of the way, huh? Oh, yeah.
I don't remember exactly what you would have us do.
Yeah.
All right. What I'd have you do is I'd have you take the verbs, identify them fully, which means you give the tense and the voice and mood and person and number, and then if it's not self-evident, tell me what it comes from.
Okay.
And the participle, you give me the sixth thing, you know, the participle.
Are we doing this from our work, or we're doing this from memory, right?
You can hand it in. You can have it on paper.
Okay.
All I want to do is do it.
Okay.
And I want to see that you
give
can
me
do
a
it.
Heart attack.
I don't want to grade you on this, but I want to encourage you. But if you don't do it, then you get graded. It's sort of like when at the end of the course I say, "Have you done all the assigned reading? Three commentaries, the Greek text." And the parsing verbs. If you say no, I'm going to say what percentage. If you say I did 80%, then you'll only have 10 points taken off of the final grade. Now think of that. You know what 10 points does to you? Knocks you down at least one letter grade. So be sure you do all of that. I'm telling you that ahead of time. So you can be sure you do that. By the way, use the commentaries that are on the list, if you please. Unless you have a special request of me, and if you want to use Calvin, for example, you can probably use him. Okay.
So just start from verse 1 and
yeah, just verse 1 until I stop you. Let's see. We're going to do through 13, and then how many of you guys are going to participate in this?
I'm sure.
All of you. Not a single. Okay, so there's six of you. Okay, two verses apiece, and one God get an extra special one. All right.
So just go ahead in English and then go back.
Well, you don't have to do the English. I presume you know that.
Okay, so just pick the verbs?
Yeah, that's right.
So, well, I'll just quickly go stop at the verbs. You therefore, my son.
And all right. You can read it in English. Yeah.
And dunamu, which is second singular.
Correct.
Imperative.
Yes.
Comes.
What tense?
Present.
Right.
Passive.
Yes.
And it comes from dunamai.
Oh, well, yeah, but it comes from a special form of dunamai.
Oh, maybe and dunamai.
Yeah, and mo-o, as it's given there, or and dunamai.
Okay. Which is...
Probably it's not from and dunamai, because that would make it a different word. It's from and dunamo-o. This means be strong. I think if you give me the other ending, you'd be giving me a different meaning. Mm. Okay? And te Chris Kariti, te, notice the te repeated there, and Christo Jesu. How about the second
one? And what you heard, which is from akuo.
Correct.
Second singular.
Correct.
Heirs active indicative.
Correct.
Heard from me in the presence of or through many witnesses.
Yeah.
These things.
There's the me verb you thought about.
Yes, and trust to faithful men. So that verb is...
Paratithemi. You drop the me verbs are the only things that are, some of them are reduplicated. And when you get out of the present tense, you drop the reduplication. And that's why it's down to parathu.
Okay, and that would be second singular. It's an imperative again.
Yeah.
And it is.
Is it middle deponent or is it passive?
Yeah, I was going to say passive.
These things you yourself commit? Could be. Or it could be using the middle as a deponent form, as if it were active. Because the me verbs sometimes vary like that. Okay? All right? Esonta.
Which comes from echo?
No.
Oh, no. My mistake. Amy.
Yeah, that's correct.
I have... comes from Amy. It is... mine's going blank here. Third.
Yes.
Third plural.
Correct. You got a new there that makes it plural. That's right. Okay.
And it is a middle or passive.
Yes. Now, is it middle or is it passive or is it deponent?
I think it's middle, but...
Is it deponent? In other words, is the middle being used, but with an active meaning?
No. I don't think so, but...
Well, you may be wrong, but anyway. Okay. Okay. We shall be able or confident... Also, others did not say.
And that is from Vasco to teach.
Right.
And it is an aorist active infinitive.
So. Yep. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. You did it correctly. Very well done.
Good job.
All right, you set the tone for me. Who's the next skinny dummy next? Okay, brother.
All right, chapter verse 3. They have that long word that will be the pseudopothesis.
Okay, now look at what's the component parts. You usually don't do the thing by etymology, but sometimes these verbs that have these prefixes like su.
That's related to soon, right?
Yeah, that's right. And then it's got a kako, which is related to evil, and then it's got pathason, which is related to pasco.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
And that is a first aorist, active, imperative, second singular.
Correct.
And means suffer together with.
That's right. Okay, Ruth, do you think you know who the soup refers to? Some sort of curiosity?
With Paul.
Probably so. Okay, how about in verse 4?
Then in verse 4,
do you want us to do participles as well?
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
The stratuomenos.
Yes.
Is a participle.
Tell me a little more about it.
It is present.
Right.
It is middle.
Okay, yes, as they use the middle reflexively or deponently.
Deponently.
Okay.
And it's nominative masculine singular.
Right.
And it's which means to make war or serve as a soldier.
Very good. Okay.
Next is emplekatai.
Right.
Which is a present passive.
Right.
Indicative third singular.
Okay.
From empleko, meaning to be entangled.
All right. Now, it could also be middle. Tangle yourself,
right.
Or be entangled.
Right.
Either one. Okay. Now, if I give you a hina linking form, turn of the page there,
mm-hmm.
and you have a verb after, what's the verb going to be like for tense? For mood, rather.
Subjunctive.
Correct. Tell me about that.
The subjunctive is the aorist.
Yes.
And that's first aorist active subjunctive from aresta.
Okay. And did you give me the person and number?
I did not. It is second singular.
Second singular or third singular?
Oh, I'm sorry, third singular.
Okay. The reason they notice he's shifted there, no one, so that makes that third rather than.
Right.
And then it continues on in order that he, that puts the one. Okay, what about
that long participle?
That long participle.
Strata
Gesante.
Right. Is a first aorist active participle. And it's. David masculine syndrome.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, what made you know for sure it was an aorist participle?
Is it the
you've got a sign there at near the end, tip shelf.
Is it the new tau?
No, it's the sigma. The sigma followed by an alpha.
Okay.
That's the tip off that it's an aorist. Active.
All right. The
Okay. Okay. Let's see. That's your two. Who's up next to that? All right.
Okay.
I think someone's trying to avoid getting to 3 at the end.
Sure, no, not me.
Yeah.
Aeon de Kai Athle, is that correct?
Aeon de Kai Athle, yes.
Which is, the lemma for that is Athleo.
Yes.
And that is a third singular present active subjunctive.
That is exactly right.
And I think that that little tilde, is that the tilde, is that what indicates subjunctivity?
Well, yes, plus the eta. Because otherwise that would not be the operative vowel.
Mm.
So what happens is you've got an iota, which would normally follow an epsilon, or be there by,
right.
And then that's become iota subscript. Okay?
Okay. U state ano. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Stefanutai. So you want to give the accent where the accent is. Stefanutai.
Okay. That is...
Just like you did in Athle. Excuse me for interrupting.
No, it's fine. The lemma for that is Strefano.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm having trouble today.
That's okay. Greek is like Greek.
Definitely to me. and that's a third singular present passive indicative, I think.
Okay. Not he shall be crowned. Right? So it's passive.
That's right.
Aeon may... If not, or less, or unless.
I have, he does not win the prize.
Okay, that's okay too. But it's really from a word that's related to the crown.
Is that right?
Okay. Okay, nomimos is an adverb because you see it ends in a homicon sigma. That's the tip. Athlese
is again from the same root earlier, athleo.
Correct.
And that's also a third singular aorist active subjunctive.
How does it differ from the previous one? What was the previous one?
It was a third singular present. Sorry.
Yeah, right. Present. And this is what?
Aorist. Of course.
So in this case, the epsilon, the connecting vowel, has been, what has happened to the epsilon? It's not in this word. You've got athlei, say. What happened to it?
It
lengthen. You got it. Lengthen.
That
before the sigma and the end. That is so well done in a figurative way. Yeah, that's good. Okay. We might as well get on to 6 too.
Okay. Sorry, I don't have my Greek New Testament. I wrote it out.
That's all right.
Ton copio, copianta?
Copionta. Yeah.
Copionta. Which is a participle.
Yes.
From copiao.
Copiao.
Yeah. I'm sorry. My
that's all right.
Not good. That's a singular... present active participle that's masculine and is an accusative case.
Very good. Accusative case. Okay.
Geo regaon. De, which is in its third singular present active indicative form.
Right.
It's the same as lemma.
Yep. Did you see the word for Georgia in there?
For Georgia?
Georgian. That's George. Farmer.
Georgian farmer?
Yeah.
P. peanut farmer, President Carter?
Well, I don't know the peanut, you know, could be cotton. Okay, well, anything else?
Yeah, there's one more verb, meta lambanein,
yep.
Which is obviously the lemma is meta lambano.
Yes.
And that is an infinitive, present, and active.
Correct. And the meta is added to lambano to make it meta lambano. So if you receive something, you really receive it to yourself. All right. Follow another volunteer.
Noe.
Yeah.
Third person. Present active imperative.
We probably should have looked up those imperative forms. Mm-hmm. The imperative form in second singular is act, the active form. But this is a contract verb, noeo. And when you add an e to noeo with the epsilon as a contract vowel, you're going to have noe. It's going to look like a third singular from indicative. Because it's imperative, you can know it's going to be a second singular imperative. So he's talking to Timothy. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. No A.
Lego.
Now tell me about Lego.
Lego plays with it.
What?
I said my son plays with it.
Oh. No, that's L-E-G-O, isn't it?
Dose, third person, future, active indicative of didomi.
Correct. Very well done. Now notice what happened there. You have primary endings on a future form, A, which are beautiful. And you have the subjunctive lengthened forms up in verse 5. And you have imperative forms, both middle and passive, and the first two words, first two imperative forms, and dunamu and paraku, and then you have a more typical imperative form in what you just had, no e. Okay, anything else? Any other verbs? In verse 7.
I'm not sure.
Well, be not sure, that's good. Okay, go ahead. Do the verse 8.
Okay. Mene Mena'o? Mena'a?
Mene Mo Nu'e.
Second person singular. It's imperative. Active. And guessing present.
I think that's a good guess.
Of the name Manel.
Yeah.
And then it Age Ger Menon.
Age Ger Menon. Yes. Age
Ger Menon.
Okay.
And some Agaro. It's
the vocabulary is a little difficult in the pastorals, isn't it?
Just a little.
Just a little bit.
A lot of participles.
Oh, yes. And this one is not even listed as an unknown word, interestingly enough.
No.
From Agero.
Agero.
But now, think about this one. Look at this one a little bit. It's got a root. It's got an ending joined to a root stem with no helping vowel.
That's perfect.
No. That's right. Mm-hmm. And even though it's got an epsilon at the beginning, it looks like an augment. It's simply doing that because it's put the reduplication in between ge, 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 and move the epsilon that is part of the root stem of the verb all the way out front. You have to just bear with me. That's what I do. And notice that when you have gay together, it's not guga, but gay guga. Okay? Very good. Perfect, or what? What else can you tell me about the perfect?
It's perfect passive participle. It's a masculine.
Right.
Accusative, singular.
Correct. Anything else? Any verbs in that passage?
No.
All right. You ready for the next one?
Yes.
I'm jumping because you felt like I was getting Now, it looks like we're not, it's not working out right, is it? 9 and 10? Who has everybody read?
No,
somewhere?
I haven't.
I know, but then that's only four more verses, isn't it?
Well, we got to do some more.
You may have to, we'll see.
Kakapatho?
Kakapatho, correct.
And present active indicative, first person singular.
And it's what's it from?
The Kakurga?
Kakapatheo. That's why they have a circumflex accent at the end. What happened is, you had Kakapathe, you had the omega to the ending of it, then the omega and the epsilon merged together, and the accent, the cute accents you had on the epsilon, then slid back over and became a circumflex over your neck. So that's a present, active, indicative. What else can you tell me about?
About that verb or the...
Yeah, what person number?
First singular.
That's correct. Okay.
And then the next verb is at the end of the verse, the dead time. And that's a present passive indicative, third person singular. And in verse 10.
Present active indicative. It can't be a present active indicative. I don't think.
A present passive.
Not present. Okay. Not present.
Perfect?
Correct. You've got the reduplication.
Yeah, I fell into the...
It's really from de-o. So you just strip off the tie, and you get down to the de, and you have a reduplication in front of you. You know it's perfect. Passive, indicative, and whatnot, person number. Omai, esai, Eta.
And then in verse 10.
Yeah, what person number did you say it was?
I'm sorry, in the end of?
Deadita.
Third singular?
Correct.
In verse 10 we have upo meno.
Correct.
Which would be present, active, indicative.
Correct.
Person. Singular.
Which person number?
First person singular.
Correct.
And then the next one is Tuxosin. Is that?
Tuxosin, yes.
And that would be an
the tip off is this. It's got an omega, sigma, iota, nu. It's from the word tubicano. So, and there's some strange things that happen to that, but we won't have time to go into tonight and drop off alpha, nu, and just put the ending flush up against the kappa. But the tip off that you should have from what this is both a henna leaves the claw. And omega is in the ending. So what's the tip? So henna takes what kind of tenses? Usually.
Would that be...
You have it on the tip of your tongue, you just hesitate to say it.
Aorist?
No. Oh, I beg your pardon, I didn't mean tense. What kind of mood and voice does it take? It does take an aorist too, yes.
Subjunctive?
That is correct. Now you've got it. Now tell me about the rest of
it. So is it an aorist, active subjunctive? And it would be third person plural?
Alright, aorist, active subjunctive, third person plural is correct. And I won't try to explain to you how they got this form. It's too complicated to go through all that. All right, anything else?
Nope.
Okay, Sam, are you ready?
Yes.
I'll do the last one.
I can try.
All right, you try.
No, I'm not going to be reading any Greeks.
No, that's okay.
Faithful is the same, for if we... The first one is die with him.
That's correct.
And that's going to be the first person plural indicative aorist active.
First plural aorist active indicative, correct. From?
The word is over here. Suna profeso.
That is correct.
Can't pronounce it. So.
Well, let me see if I can help you with that again. Where are we? Sun apo. Thesco. What do you do? You take the theta and the nu together with the eta. Thesco. Soon apo. So with, and an apo is another variation of emphasizing the die. Thesco. Okay?
And we shall die with him, we shall live with him.
Correct.
And that one is. First person plural, also it's an indicative future active indicative.
Correct. Now how come if it's got a sigma there, it's not an aorist?
Because my Phillips
told me. No, come on, you can tell me a better answer than that. It doesn't have what vowel after it? The aorist active indicative has what vowel except for the third singular? Always.
Alpha?
Alpha. Sigma alpha, sigma alpha, sigma epsilon, sigma alpha, sigma alpha, sigma alpha. So you know this is not an aorist, plus it doesn't have an augment. So if it's got a sigma, what's the next possibility with a sigma or an ending plural?
Future.
That's right. Good. Okay? Do the next one.
12. For a man faithful to him and endure.
Yep.
And that one is first plural.
Correct.
Present active indicative.
Correct.
And then again, we will reign with him.
Yep.
And that one is, of course, first plural, future active indicative. First one is present, this one is future.
Okay.
And we'll keep going.
Yep.
If we deny him,
mm-hmm.
That's a first plural, future, middle, opponent, indicative.
Correct.
An active
correct.
And the last one would be to deny him.
Oh, I thought you were. I thought you don't
deny him. I just did that word.
Yeah. If we deny him.
Yeah. Even that one won't deny us.
Yeah.
And that one would be third singular.
Mm-hmm.
Future middle opponent indicative.
Okay.
And the last person.
You could say he himself. Yeah. He also that one himself would deny. So it could be middle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's not passive. All right, yeah, you said you'd like to do 13, so I'll let you do it.
Okay. If we aren't faithful, that's first plural present active indicative. Even that one you said is you say the next one, the next word? I'm trying to.
If we are faithless, faithless I would do because it's balanced off with faithful. Instead of having a similar meaning.
He will remain faithful.
Yeah. Mene.
And then that would be third singular, present active indicative.
Correct.
For he can never deny himself is basically the
idea. Yeah.
The first one would be it's an infinitive aorist middle deponent.
Okay.
And then the last word would be third singular, present, middle or passive deponent indicative.
Okay. Any other questions? Hey guys, why don't you come back at about 10 after? And I'll set the clock for 7 o'clock. 8 o'clock, brother. Thank you.